USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. The Republican presidential field keeps growing with announcements, town halls, and videos.
Today, our country's in a lot of trouble. President Joe Biden and the radical left have weakened America at home and abroad.
Former Vice President Mike Pence released a video this morning in advance of his formal announcement today in Des Moines. And today in Fargo, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announced his candidacy.
We need a leader who's experienced firsthand that we win as a country when our innovators and entrepreneurs can soar and when every single person can grow and thrive.
The 66-year-old Burgum is a two-term governor of North Dakota. He made his fortune with a small software company that he sold to Microsoft. Burgum says he will self-finance his campaign. Still have some masks left over from COVID? If you live in the northeastern USA, it's time to find them and protect yourself from all that smoke in the air.
Those N95 masks, those still provide some degree of protection against wildfire smoke. Surgical masks, not so much. So N95 masks are also important.
Dr. Vin Gupta says tiny particles in the smoke from Canadian wildfires can get into your lungs and blood. Authorities from Maine to Delaware and east to Michigan are warning you to stay inside today. California Governor Gavin Newsom's talking about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his move to fly migrants from Florida to the Golden State.
I think I'm being generous, small, and pathetic. Very generous. He's just weakness masquerading as strength. Yeah, he's flailing.
On NBC's The Today Show, Newsom said an investigation could lead to kidnapping charges against DeSantis. Florida officials confirmed the migrant flight, saying the people on board volunteered. Former Trump aide Taylor Budowicz tweeted he testified honestly and completely before a grand jury in Miami today, a panel that Budowicz says is just out to get Trump. It's the third grand jury appearing to investigate Trump's handling of classified documents. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Another soccer superstar in the closing days of his career is coming to the USA. Inter Miami says it's signing Lionel Messi. The MLS club's owned by another former star, David Beckham. Back in 2007, in the final days as a player, Beckham left Europe to play for the LA Galaxy. And already tickets for Inter Miami games are skyrocketing. The cheapest resale tickets for its September 3rd match in Los Angeles run about $400. Since yesterday's shocking announcement of a merger between the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour, a lot of golfers are not happy, and many others want answers.
Several golfers meeting yesterday called on PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan to resign, one of them saying he no longer trusts him. A group representing the families of 9/11 victims say it's deeply offended by the merger, accusing Monahan of co-opting the 9/11 community. And Democrat Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon says he wants to know what prompted the PGA Tour's abrupt about-face. He calls the merger a shameless cash grab. I'm Lance Pry.
Veteran TV producer Chris Licht's time as CEO of CNN is over. Licht told staffers today he is stepping down. The move comes after months of declining ratings, major anchor changes, and sinking staff morale at CNN. But the capper may have been a long, detailed, not flattering profile of Licht published in The Atlantic recently. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747.